one, no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone.
That's the way I remember it, the late Vin Scully there. I was watching from our den on one of those big old console TVs, April 8, 1974, 50 years ago tonight. My wife, wasn't my wife then, but would become my wife years later, she was in the ballpark, as was her brother, her older brother, joined by the both of them, my wife Leslie, and from Boulder, Colorado, Tim Seitz. Tim Seitz, thanks for joining us this morning. Let me clear up something for me, because I've had two ways of thinking about this and you over the years. Obviously, you were there. The story I get is that you were off to get the hot chocolate as Hank Aaron was coming to plate. Did you make it back in time? I've got different understandings of that.
Yeah, well, not to the seat. I heard that he was coming up to bat, so I ran over to one of the portals.
And so you were able to see it. You didn't miss that historic moment.
No, I did not miss the moment.
But it was really cold, and that's why you went to get hot chocolate. I mean, it was
freezing.
Cold. It was freezing.
Well, the other part of that night, and I remember watching this on TV, as I said, I was obviously very young, as were we all, that it was also, it wasn't raining, but there was rain in the forecast, and there was a chance that, having hit the home run, if you don't get in the official five innings of baseball, it doesn't count, and so you'd have to do it again. But thankfully, that wasn't the case, and then the weather held off long enough. Question for you, Leslie. You told me this before, but I want to make sure I get this right. The way that you folks were able to be there in the first place, you made honor roll, and you got tickets for making honor roll?
I think that's right. Isn't that right, Tim? I think every year we would get tickets for making straight A's, because back then, of course, the attendance wasn't that much at the stadium. And so that was an incentive not only for us to make straight A's, but also to fill the ball field. And I think those tickets were from then. Am I right?
I don't have any idea at this point. I was, of course, in college at the time and not making straight A's. That would not have been me.
Well, everybody would have known, again, you would have known of the significance of this evening. You would have known why you were there. What, if any, was the level of expectation, Tim, going into that ballpark that night? We're going to see this. It's going to happen tonight. Or were you more hoping than expecting?
Well, I think everybody was kind of expecting it to happen.
I know that NBC was, because, as we said, Vin Scully was there and it was live. Leslie, you're the youngster in this crowd. Tell me about your experience. You mentioned that nobody ever shows up to Braves games in those days. What was it like when suddenly everybody did?
Yeah, it was if I remember correctly, Tim, Dad and I drove from Lawrenceville and met you at Emory, right?
I think that's right, yeah.
And then you got in the car and drove us over to the ball field. And I just know that at one point there was a bunch of traffic, and it seems to me I remember them wanting us to go one way and we wanted to go another way, and there was just a massive amount of people around.
Well, that was at the departure.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
If you remember correctly, that was also the first time I ever got a ticket.
That's right. Okay. I remember now. Yes.
And almost got arrested as well. But that's a whole other story.
Well, okay. We got to hear that story. So go ahead and step us through that really quickly. What happened with that?
So my dad and sister were there. I said I'd go get the car, come back and pick them up at the entrance of the stadium. And I kept getting within eyesight, and then there would be a cop saying, "You can't go any further." And I finally got fed up with that and just said, "Okay, well, I'm going further anyway," and took off. And he got on his motorcycle and chased me down and trust me. I got a ticket for failure to obey the willful command of an officer.
Oh my gosh! See, if you had only texted them and told you that would have no wait, you couldn't do that in 1974.
No.
Brother-in-law Tim Seitz out in Boulder, wife Leslie in studio. Thanks a lot, guys.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Quick story about that call, Milo Hamilton there. I've heard this from enough people and reliable sources over the years. Here's what happened. Here's why that's Milo Hamilton and why it's not Ernie Johnson. they had an arrangement, the two of them, that they would alternate innings to give either one a fair shot at being the one who had the historic call. They would, if the first inning, it's Ernie, it's the second inning, it's Milo, and so forth. As it became apparent that in the following inning, and I forget which inning it was, maybe the third or fourth inning, that Hank Aaron's going to be coming to the plate, Milo Hamilton knows it. That's supposed to be Ernie Johnson's inning, but Milo Hamilton just launched in and did the play-by-play, and that's why you're today and all these years later and until the end of time, you're hearing Milo Hamilton and not Ernie Johnson. Talking now with two people who were there. They weren't bothered with the radio or the TV. They were in the ballpark that night, my wife, Leslie, and her brother, my brother-in-law, joining us from Boulder, Boulder, Colorado, Tim Seitz. Again, as we were discussing an hour ago, that when you go into the ballpark, there's an air of expectation. It's going to happen tonight. We're going to see this happen tonight. Leslie, an obvious question, what were your thoughts as it did happen? Did you know right away this has a chance, or what as you watched the ball leave the bat, what were you thinking?
I remember that ball flying out there, and I knew it was going, and the first thought to my mind was, oh no, where's my brother? Did he get to see it?
Yeah, because as we said, you're in that hot chocolate line, but you did get back in, Tim, in time to see it. And again, just the most obvious question in the world, as you're watching him take that swing at the bat, he'd already walked once, and Al Downing, as I recall, started him that at-bat with a ball, and people are booing, we don't want him to walk, we're here to see him hit a home run. As the ball connects, or the bat connects with the ball, what are your thoughts as you watch it flying out there?
I thought it was going to be a home run.
And
it was a beautiful swing, as best I could tell, you know, from the upper deck.
Where were the seats, Leslie? Do you remember all these years later?
We were in the upper deck. Tim, weren't we in, left center field, or were we right center field?
I think that's right. And I do still have the tickets, but I can't find them.
Oh, no. Well, I have the program, not the tickets. And then you remember we got that little piece of paper that says, and that's somewhere, too. I don't know where it is, but I know we each got one. But, you know, I want to reflect, too, just a moment on Dad. He went crazy.
Oh, did he really?
Oh, he really did. He jumped up and down and was just like, I mean, I was happy and I was looking for you, but he was really, really excited that he got to be there and see that.
Now, where did the both of you, Leslie and Tim, where did this come from, this love of baseball? Where did that come from, Dad, or where?
You know, Mom was a real big baseball. She loved listening to the Braves and watching them, didn't she, Tim?
She did. She never attended a game. No. And she was, of course, British, so she grew up with cricket. But she really loved the Braves.
She really did. And, I mean, and she would be so excited when we would get home from the games we went to, like, tell me all about it, you know, where did you sit? And I looked, you know, and I was listening, and, you know, she would follow the Braves.
Put you both on the spot in wrapping this up here. A couple of trivia questions. Let's see whose memory is at work.
Oh, gosh.
All right. And anybody
that was 50 years ago.
50 years ago, yes. Anybody who has a show, just shout it out if you happen to know. Who was the manager? Who was the manager of the Braves that night? And I'll give you a hint. He's in the Hall of Fame as a player.
Oh, shoot.
Joe Torre?
No,
Joe Torre would have been later. Don't ask me to give you the answer, Leslie. That's not fair. I'll give it. Eddie Matthews.
Eddie Matthews. Of course.
Yeah.
Who was in the on-deck circle, just retired from a managerial role himself?
Joe.
You almost said it, Leslie.
Joe Torre?
No, Joe Torre's been retired. Okay. Just won a World Series with the Astros a couple of years ago.
I don't know.
Dusty Baker was in the on-deck circle.
Of course.
The night
of
that
course.
Hank Aaron.
Well, who would have remembered that? I was too busy looking at the ball going over.
You were in the ballpark. I was watching on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Tim Seitz out in Boulder, brother-in-law Tim Seitz, Leslie, my wife, in studio. Thanks for joining us. A special day. Thanks for talking with us this morning.
Sure. Take care.